young people are the future. They needed to show their creativity, so I tried to help them in the best way I could. That's the motivation.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amy Devers, and this is Clever. Today, I'm talking to Marva Griffin Wilshire. Marva, among other things, is the founder and curator of Salone Satellite. Many longtime listeners have heard us refer to Salone del Mobile, also called Salone for short, or Milan Furniture Fair in English. It's a major trade show that takes place in Milan, Italy, every year since 1961. Salone is the largest trade show of its kind and is widely considered to be the global epicenter of design for furniture, lighting, and all manner of home and hospitality decor. Marva founded Salone Satellite 25 years ago as a special event within Salone that represents a showcase for young creative designers and graduate-to-be students from universities and design schools from all over the world. In its 25 years of existence, it's impossible to calculate the enormity of the impact of Salone Satellite. It's launched thousands of careers, generated boundary and discipline-spanning partnerships and collaborations, and introduced the global design community to the profound talents and refreshing perspectives of the next generation of creativity, and vice versa. Marva was born in Venezuela, and Milan became her city of adoption when, in the 70s, she started to work in the field of design and furnishing. She began her career in PR communication at what was then C&B Italia, now B&B Italia, working with the owner and chairman, Piero Busnelli. She became a correspondent in Italy for a number of Condé Nast publications, French Maison et Jardin, Vogue Décoration, American House and Garden, and American Vogue. In addition, for more than 20 years, she's been directing the international press office for Salone del Mobile, and since 2016, an ambassador of Italian design. With countless awards and accolades to her name, in May 2014, she received the very prestigious Compasso d'Oro 23 Lifetime Achievement Award. Known as the godmother of Italian design, Marva is also lovingly referred to as La Mama by the young designers she's championed. As you'll hear, she's wise, generous, curious, optimistic, and a profoundly powerful ally for the creative. Here's Marva.
My name is Marva Griffin Wilshire. I'm from Venezuela, and I live in Italy since the early 70s. I was in the university in Perugia learning Italian, and also I was into journalism, and I wanted to write and read the right language. So then I came to Milan, and I started working in the design industry. I started working in a company that at that time was one of the most important furniture companies in Italy and maybe in the world. It was at that time C&B Italia. Now it's named B&B Italia. And then after all my deep career, I started working with magazines, for the Condé Nast magazines, the French Maison et Jardin and Vogue Décoration, an American House and Garden. Then I did also for Vogue, for Gourmet, Condé Nast publications in New York. And I started organizing shows, and I ended in Salone, in the organization of the Salone del Mobile di Milano, the Milan Furniture Fair, which is the largest furniture fair in the world. I was organizing some shows there and directing all the international press, because every year we have around 5,000 journalists coming from 180 countries to attend the Milan Furniture Fair.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, a lot of work, and you are at the center of it all, and we are very grateful for your contributions. If you wouldn't mind, I would love to know a little bit more about you and your early years. If you could pull up some of the things that captured your imagination in your youth and some experiences that made indelible impressions that may have been instrumental in leading you to where you are.
Since I was a child, I was always at home. I'm one of eight brothers and sisters and five girls and three boys, and we raised with my mother, my father and my grandmother in a large home, and there was a beautiful home with a beautiful garden. And I was always taking care of the, since a child, the decor of my home. I was always very much inclined about moving around the furniture at my place, cleaning up and setting up and cutting the flowers from my mother's flower garden. And that was it. And with my pocket money, I was buying at that time, when in my very, very early, I was buying the American House and Garden.
Okay.
And I was so lucky at the end, while in Milan, I was named correspondent for these magazines here in Italy. So that's my story.
That is a wonderful story. I'd love to ask you about cinema. I understand your father ran the four cinemas in your hometown and you spent the weekends at the movies. So yeah. Do you think that that kind of storytelling has played a role in your...
Also, of all the many things that played a role.
Yes.
There's so many things involved. But the cinema was, because we were like, if we had good behavior during the week, on weekends, we had free entrance to the cinemas to see a lot of movies. So that was it. It helped a lot. I'm still very interested in movies. Like the other night, I went to bed. It was like 5 a.m. Italian time when I saw all the Oscar ceremony. So I'm very much interested about movies, about cinema.
Do you also pay attention to production design and costume design and all aspects of the creation of a cinematic endeavor?
Yeah, I see. I pay attention to all what is surrounding this subject, all what's happening, the production, the actresses, actors, what's happening, the settings and everything. I really much enjoy it.
I ask because I'm sure, and we'll get there when we start to talk about Salone Satellite, but that's a production in and of itself that is of huge proportions, and so much has to come together. And to me, it reminds me of an Oscars or a kind of show of that scale that requires such syncopation with everybody involved in order to create this amazing spectacle that leaves a lasting impression and sets the discourse for the coming year around design.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, every today, what I'm interested, all of these, all what is happening, it's like I put them all together.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's interesting because we're going to the cinema, looking at a movie, there is so much things involved, and it's sometimes related to the design. I find always something that may interest me in a movie, which is related to design or which is related to fashion or which is related to the furniture and decoration and so on. So, you know, everything is like put together. So,
yes.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
I think so. And that makes sense. I'd love to hear about your transition to Milan and your early career. I mean, doing PR for C&B Italia, which became B&B Italia, really immersed you in this world of Italian design.
Yes, I was very, very lucky to answer. There was an ad in the newspaper that was the CEO of C&B Italia was the second, the very beginning of this very important company at the early 70s. And this Mr. Busnelli, who was the CEO with his partner, Cesare Cassina, he had no secretary at that time. At that time, the word assistant did not exist. Now it's assistant, but at that time, and he, there was a beautiful ad asking for someone who knew several languages, who was able to translate, because they spoke Italian and their dialect from their region. So I got the job, and I met it. It was a very, very interesting. It was at that time, all the top iconic architects that are really the design of the 50s, launching the real Italian design, were there. And I was, Mr. Busnelli was very, I don't know if he was clever or not, but he said to me, I should not have an office, but my desk will be in his office. So he wanted me to know, to be aware of all what was happening to this company. And I was very, very lucky to sit there and see all these architects walking in with a paper, the idea of a piece of design, and then able to see all the developing of these pieces that are now iconic pieces from the early 50s.
What a fascinating education. Were you just soaking it up? Did you enjoy that aspect of it?
Of course, that was my, this is the reason why I'm able to do what I'm working now, because I learned so much about this, all these major designers that are now, there are very few that are, thank God, they are alive, like Gaetano Pesce, who I'm sure you have known, he lives in New York, he's 86 years old, and he's still around doing fantastic things, and Mario Bellini, they were like in their early 30s or whatever. So it was fabulous what I learned from all these people, and traveling also with Mr. Busnelli and Mr. Cassina all over the world, opening markets and visiting companies big like DuPont de Nemours in Wilmington, Delaware, or in the Herman Miller in Grand Rapids in their headquarters, because this company was using all their materials. So it was very interesting. In Germany, Bayer with all the polyurethane that was used for all the furniture, all the seatings, cushions, all the seatings. I always say that I will never have learned in any design school all what I learned in the 4 years I was there.
Wow.
And at the same time, there were no communication office. I started with communication while traveling with them. I was inviting press to promote the company, to promote the products. And I developed the communication and PR office, which I did when I quit. When I left working full-time in the company, I was asked by Mr. Busnelli, after Condé Nast France asked me to work with them, he said, but you're not going to any competitor, to any company, you should continue to do the communication as a freelance, which I did. I asked Condé Nast France and they said they agreed, and I continued to do it for like 15 years after.
So I have a couple of questions. You had mentioned earlier languages were important to you. How many languages did you speak during this 4 years, and how important was that to the work you were doing with Busnelli?
Yeah, well, four and a half.
Four and a half languages. Impressive.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense to me that you'd be at the center of international press with your diversity of languages, because I'm sure a big part of communication is understanding how to translate messages across cultural boundaries. I would love to know what compelled you to move from this position to Condé Nast. What were you interested in? And was this a sort of a pull to go to those magazines?
As I said, I was approached as journalism. So Condé Nast was my magazines, okay? So I was asked, they needed someone in Italy to run the magazines, to be correspondent of the magazines for Maison et Jardin, which was the French House and Garden. Mm-hmm. And then we did Vogue Décoration, which was a top class magazine. We built it. I saw we started it from the very, very beginning. And And then while doing this work for Condé Nast France, the editor-in-chief of American House and Garden came to Milan and he said to me, and he approached me and he said, Marva, you're doing a good job for the French, you have to do it for us. So then I started doing it the same work for American House and Garden. And then, I don't know, they all started. Traveler, Condé Nast Traveler, American Vogue. When Anna picked up American Vogue, I was also doing collaborations for Vogue. So that's it. That's the story with magazines.
Well, I mean, these were the magazines you were looking at as a child. On some level, did it feel like a resolution or a confirmation?
No, I was lucky to end up what I loved as a child and looking at, I wrote to my mom saying, I'm becoming correspondent for American House of Garden. She said to me, it's incredible, Marva, that you, she's Spanish, she used to call me Marvita in Spanish. She said, Marvita, imposible que la maravilla que estás trabajando para estas revistas. Impossible, it's incredible that you're doing this work for this company, this magazine that you loved since you were a child. So yeah, it was, you know, I'm a lucky person, and you know, I dream and my dreams come true. That's it.
That's a wonderful power quality.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, clever listeners, we're getting excited for New York Design Week in May. This year will be better than ever. ICFF, North America's leading platform for contemporary design, will take place from May 19th to the 21st at the Javits Center in New York City. I'll be there, and I'm excited to let you know how Clever is collaborating with ICFF for Launchpad at Wanted, formerly known as Wanted Design Manhattan, and the Emerging Designer Showcase. Launchpad is an international platform for emerging designers that introduces new concepts and showcases prototypes of furniture, home accessories, and lighting. It is the best place for manufacturers to meet new designers, discover fresh ideas, and potential products to develop. The best of Launchpad winners will be selected by a jury of renowned industry professionals, led by yours truly. And they will go on to be featured in another edition of the popular Emerging Designers Showcase. I'll be leading the Emerging Designers Showcase live on the Talks main stage, where the five Launchpad finalists will have a chance to present their projects to our esteemed panel of professionals. It's always a really good time. So mark your calendars for Sunday, May 19th at 4 p.m. Both Launchpad and the Emerging Designer Showcase are presented with media partners Clever, that's us, and Design Milk, and with support from American Standard and Lumens. Visit ICFF.com to learn more and register to attend. Those are the letters ICFF.com. Come by and say hi. I would love to see you there. Support for Clever comes from Wix Studio. Instead of reading you another, let's be honest, boring ad script, Wix Studio just sent me this wild-looking Alice in Wonderland-themed website to scroll through and tell you about. So, whoa. This is not the web I'm used to. There's something called mouse parallax, which makes it feel like you can go deeper into the screen. And as I scroll down, it's like I'm falling down the rabbit hole. And things are moving in depth and perspective. Even my cursor has morphed into a glowing little orb. There are all these no-code animations that make this place feel organic and alive. And Alice is wearing some pretty cool shoes, by the way. Okay, I know I'm mixing up my narratives now, but we are definitely not in Kansas anymore. Your turn to go down the rabbit hole. Build your next web project on Wix Studio, the platform for agencies and enterprises. Okay, so I really want to hear the origin story of Salone Satellite. It's such an important show across the globe, and it champions and offers a showcase of emerging designers, which really helps young designers get their feet under them in terms of the industry. And I just would love to hear from you what compelled you to found this show and how it's evolved over the years.
Well, it's Allora, in 1997, I was still collaborating with, because I was organizing a show, Editors, Fabrics for Furnishing, in Venice, with incredible brands that started doing fabrics for furnishing. They were in the fashion world, fabrics for fashion, and now they started for furnishing. That was like Etro and Mantero. And then the CEO of Salone, who knew me because I was the very first year I started working with CNB, I was involved with Salone, with the fair, with Salone del Mobile, because CNB Italia was one of the top exhibitors in this fair. So I knew him. So I used to invite him. He used to come to Venice to see what I was doing there. And he would see all the press I was inviting, because in the meantime, working for the magazines, I had a lot of colleagues around the world when I go to the fairs and so on. Anyhow, he said to me, Marva, I want you to come to Salone del Mobile. I need you there. So I came to Salone and I started organizing a show, the accessory show for Salone. Mm-hmm. And then, I was still working for my magazines. And during the week of Salone, I will go around the city to see all what was happening. And I was always, I wanted to visit to see what the young designers were doing. Some of these young designers knew me, knew who I were, and they just started begging me, Mrs. Griffin, we know you are linked to Salone del Mobile. We want to be there. We want to be inside because we are here. Those who could afford it, they will rent a space and be in the city to see in very small spaces to show their creativity. Mm-hmm. But their interests, what they were after, was not really fully, really what they wanted it, because they wanted to show their creativity to the manufacturers, to the producers, in order to mass product their creativity. Mm-hmm. And the only way to show this was to be inside Salone del Mobile. So they told me that they start asking me about this. So I spoke to the CEO of Salone. At that time was Mr. Mario Armelini, who was the CEO for Salone. And I told him about this. I said, listen, the young people. And anyhow, weeks after, he called me and he said, Marva, there is a space. In the meantime, they were given a space by the Milan Fairgrounds. There is a space where you can have what you're thinking of. And he said to me, see what you can do to bring in the young people into the fair, into Salone. Because at that time, this was 1997, mm-hmm. there were no institution, no fair taking care of putting attention to these young people, these young designers. They were really in a need to show their creativity. And this is the whole story. This is the story. I got the space. I did a project. I went back home to my studio and I wrote a project. I think of it. I did a few calls, phone calls to Paris, to New York. I spoke to colleagues. I told them what I was doing. And this is the start of Salone Satellite. So this meeting with him was at the end of November. And I had to, then that was Christmas. I went home And I started working for the issue 3 months because the Salone was in April. That's it.
You had 3 months to pull off the first Salone Satellite in 1998.
The first Salone, yeah, yeah. Because it was at the end of November when we agreed. And then I had a meeting in New York with my great friend, and he was the editor-in-chief for House and Garden. It was the one who hired me for House and Garden, Lou Gropp. And I spoke to Lou, and I told him, and I said to him, I'm going to start doing this for young designers, and I would love to maybe invite schools, because maybe they will be bringing the graduates-to-be to come to Salon to participate. And they will be the ones, once graduated, they will come to Salone Satellite. And he said to me, Marwa, you know what? We have a reportage in House and Garden with the Parsons School of Design.
Mm.
And he put me in touch with Tony Whitfield, who at that time was running the design. So Parsons was one of the first schools I invited. I was in New York and I had the time to speak to him. When I got back to Italy, I told Mr. Melini what I was going to do with the schools, and that's the start of it.
I'm so happy to hear that story. I had the really good fortune of being in Satellite 2 years later in the April 2000 Satellite with Rhode Island School of Design. I exhibited my work with fellow students.
You were, okay. In 1998,
yeah.
I had 8 schools. And one of the international was Parsons from New York, and like German and a few, and then Italian schools. But anyhow, in these 24 years of Salone, I have more than 350 international schools from all over the world.
Wow.
And they're still asking, some of them, when they come to know, they're still asking to participate because they are invited, and I give them a free space to participate in order to bring along a selection of their graduates-to-be who work on a project or separately or common project, and to show their creativity, and they see all what's happening in the fair, in Salone del Mobile. They go around to visit all the pavilions, all the exhibitors. And once graduated, they are coming back to Salone Satellite as an exhibitor themselves to show their creativity.
And it is a foundational, door-opening, community-building experience that absolutely helps to, I think, you know, speaking from the position of a young designer as I was in 2000, it just helps to understand the landscape of global design so much more intricately. But not only that, but to feel a part of it and to make friends who are also engaged in it. It's a really, really important experience.
This is very interesting because you have all these Japanese with American and Italians with Koreans. It's very, very interesting because the many schools, they all get together, they're there, and they exchange. From there, they start like are working together with a partnership soon after, which they continue. So it's interesting for them.
Well, I want to thank you for that. And now, you know, 25 years later?
This year, yeah.
I am now faculty at Rhode Island School of Design, and RISD's exhibiting again at Satellite. And I'm very excited for this exhibition. And I want to ask you how the show has evolved over the years. I mean, obviously it's grown to 300 schools from 8.
Oh, yes, from 8 to 300 in a total. Every year I have Salone Satellite has a subject. And last year the subject was the schools. It was the name was Building Design Schools and Universities, Building the Impossible. Okay. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
Everyone is very excited about this. And
so we have also Royal College of Art. And this year we have 22 schools coming.
Amazing. Amazing. I want to ask you personally, I mean, this is an enormous contribution to the design world and to emerging designers. But what personally matters most to you about this whole endeavor? And it's an incredible amount of work. And work that you've nurtured and cultivated for 25 years. What is most important to you, Marva, about this?
Listen, Emmy, time runs so quickly. So for me, 25 years, 1998 for me was yesterday. Really, it was really my commitment was I knew what this young designer. Listen, I was raised in a family, as I said, 8 brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. I have like 18 nephews, and I was always surrounded at home by young people from every age. And it's beautiful to I love to be around young people. I'm a mother of one son, and I think that young people are the future. They needed to show their creativity, so I tried to help them in the best way I could. That's it.
Wow,
that's the motivation.
That is beautiful. Thank you. And you've been doing this for a while, but you sound younger than most in terms of your energy, enthusiasm, and passion. I want to ask you kind of we talked earlier about how all of these things influence your languages, cinema, your interest in rearranging furniture and arranging flowers, all factors into your overall creativity. And throughout your career, you've exercised your creative agency with regard to communication, curation, building a platform, this satellite, and cultivating its importance and prominence. How would you mentor someone who aspires to something similar as you, but maybe in another industry?
First of all, for me, I'm a very curious person, okay?
Okay.
I want to see everything. I would love for the day to have the working day, instead of, I say, 10, I come into my office at 9:30. Maybe I have a break because I live close to my office. I go home for lunch. If I don't have a working lunch appointment, which happens like weekly 2 or 3 times in a week. Mm-hmm. And then I'm here till 7 because of the timing, you know, with the New York or with Australia, Japan, and Seoul. Now it's I have to stay here. But anyhow, I'm very, very much involved with every. I want to see all what is happening. And I living in a city like Milan, who gives the offer is incredible. Even though you while you're here and you don't know where to go, you will say, "Oh, this is, what should I do here?" Mm-hmm. I have, you know, I'm very interested in music. I'm a member of, subscriber of a pro of concerts at La Scala. I want to see all what is happening with art. I have great friends. I go, you know, so I enjoy. I'm a golfer when I have.
Golfer. I love it.
So on weekends, I don't practice it that much because I have a replacement on my left knee. So sometimes I do it. But I used to a lot. I am very proud to say that I have quite a lot of cups that I won in tournaments.
I love learning this about you.
So, you know, I have a very, I must say for me, I love the way my life and so on. I try to enjoy myself.
It sounds like it. I'm having some envy here. I would love to live a few days in your shoes or in your world at least. You've also described yourself as optimistic, and it does sound like your optimism kind of keeps you buoyant with energy for these things that you're curious for and for the work that you do.
Yeah, I will always go ahead. I just do it. If it doesn't work, try again. That's my motto.
Have you ever been in a state where your optimism has been shaken? And if so, how do you recover? How do you bring yourself back?
Of course, you. Not everything is beautiful, beautifully every day. You have ups and downs. But I try to stand up again. That's it, as I said. If it doesn't work today, I think that tomorrow it will. So that's it. It works. Of course, sometimes I'm down, I try to be most positive in life.
Hold up. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So you've been interviewed a gazillion times over the years. And I'm wondering, now that this particular interview is going to go out to the listeners in your own words and in your own voice, is there anything we haven't covered that you want people to know about you, that you want to share?
I should say a word in Italian. Basta. You know what basta means?
No.
Basta. It's enough.
Enough. Okay.
It's enough. You know, it's so there's always, there are some nice in the interviews. I don't know if you read what came out last year. You know, the Pinup magazine?
Yes,
you saw that?
Yes, I read that. That was a great interview, I thought.
Michelle Wilkinson from the museum, from the Afro-American Museum in Washington. She was very nice, very clever too. She interviewed me and we became friends. And she wrote, she wanted everything. And she ended saying that I should write a book. And I said, no, why should I write a book? She said, Marva, you have to do it.
Yes. Well, I do want to let you know, Marva, people are more interested in you and your personal story than you might believe. And I'm really grateful for you being here today and sharing so much of your story. For those of us that are visiting Milan for Design Week this year, in addition to Salone Satellite and Salone del Mobile, what else should we be paying attention to? What would you like to highlight?
There will be our show, an exhibition on Salone Satellite. It's called Universo Satellite, Salone Satellite Universe. And the curator is this design critic, Beppe Finesse. It will be in Triennale di Milano. You know, Triennale is considered the design museum. It's the design museum and many other things for the city of Milan. So it's going to be there opening on Tuesday 16th. They should come all. They should visit Salone del Mobile in Rho, where you were there with your school, because we have more than 400,000 visitors, retailers, architects, all the people involved in this design world coming from abroad wants to visit Salone del Mobile. We as press, because you know I also running the press for Salone, I traveled since November with the president, Maria Porro, who is for the first time the president of Salone and is a young woman, lady of 40 years old with three children, and she's running her family. Her grandfather, one of the founders of Salone del Mobile 62 years ago. And with her, we traveled, and the general manager, we traveled to more than 14 cities in the world, from Shanghai to Paris, London, Copenhagen, Berlin, Miami, Toronto. I was alone in Toronto, then Dallas, New York. And then I did last week last week I was in Madrid, and now Saturday I'm heading to South Africa, Johannesburg and Cape Town, where I have conferences in three universities to the addressing the young the students there. Mm-hmm. And then I have a talk as an ambassador for Italian Design Day in Johannesburg and Cape Town. So, and then back to Milan, we're starting on the soon after Easter. We have to start going to the fair to do all the setting of all what's happening.
My goodness, Marva.
Very, very busy time.
Very, very busy. Your energy and stamina is impressive, to say the least.
I always say Salone is a big, big cake, and everyone wants to take a piece of the cake during that week, okay? So there are things interesting. Like, you know, something that I recommend to go and see is there is a, organized by Gilda Boyardi, which is the editor-in-chief of Interni magazine. She puts together at the University Statale. You will find it in the guide this, that is giving all over. A very, very interesting program of inviting architects doing installations. Very, very interesting. That's very, very important to see.
Okay.
And okay. And then in Salone del Mobile, when you come into Salone, you will see you there. Also, we have guides, and you will see on our website, we have incredible, important talks. We have, like this year, the first talk will be conducted by architect Francis Queré. You know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Francis Queré, who won the Pritzker Award as an architect.
Mm-hmm.
And he's conducting a talk. Then we have another Japanese architect. Then we have the director of the Design Museum in London. Every day from Wednesday, we have this program at 11. And then in the afternoon, we have our top Italian architect, maybe Mario Bellini, who also is one of the iconics. He's 89 years old.
Man.
And he will be giving a message to all these youngsters about his career, because he has been a designer, very, very famous with Cassina, B&B Italia, several. And he's an architect also doing great things.
Yes.
This will be Salone Satellite. And then we have the award ceremony on Wednesday that is presided by the president is Paolo Antonelli from MoMA.
Yes.
And they will give an award to the young designers. And they, the jury will decide who is the winner. And then there will be a round table with eight designers who were in Salone Satellite in the past. And now they are internationally very, very important designers. And the last talk will be with Nasir Casamalis, who owned this company Luminaire in Miami. But he is an incredible person. And he also will deliver a message to all these young designers related to marketing, how to approach the market with their designs and their creativity. So that's all what's happening. There are quite a lot of things happening.
So much. All very nutrient dense. So you're supporting these young designers in so many ways, not just through getting them exposure to the international manufacturers, but also to the whole global design community. But you're also creating opportunities for education and exposure to lifelong careers. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the work that you're doing, Marva, and for the contributions you've made. This is really important, and I'm grateful. So thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for talking with me today, and good luck with all of your very, very busy schedule. And I hope I get to meet you sometime soon.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
This has been amazing.
Thank you. All the best. Ciao, ciao.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. For a transcript of this episode that includes links to Marva's references, head to our website, cleverpodcast.com. While you're there, check out our resources page for books, info, and special offers from our guests, partners, and sponsors. And sign up for our free Substack newsletter, which includes news, announcements, and a bonus Q&A from our guests. If you like Clever, there are a number of ways you can support us. Share Clever with your friends, leave us a 5-star rating or a kind review,
support our sponsors, and hit the follow or subscribe button in your podcast app so that our new episodes will turn up in your feed. We love to hear from you on LinkedIn, Instagram, and X. You can find us at Clever Podcast, and you can find me at Amy Devers. Clever is hosted and produced by me, Amy Devers, with editing by Mark Zurowinski, production assistance from Alana Nevins and Anushka Stefan, and music by L1011. Clever is a proud member of the Surround Podcast Network. Visit surroundpodcasts.com to discover more of the architecture and design industry's premier shows.
If it doesn't work, try again. That's my motto.